We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory Lanez, all the ashes? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, just,
man, I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us and your kids are dying in the street?
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everyone believes that if someone says something, it's mentioned. It's not.
I don't care if it's the past. If you see the pastor acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
No, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
The reason I believe the racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man, how are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind F us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
White people are going crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. Stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice. We want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah. Tory Lowe from Tory 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action, and none but that action. And I want all the smoke.
Who wants to smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The movement continues.
The marathon continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Taco Tuesday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land, Truth Nation? Hey, look, we got another powerful show for you today. And we got a guest in the building. We got a young man, a young artist in the building. Apollo Q is joining me right now. And
yes, yes.
I appreciate you for stopping through. I
appreciate you for having me.
Now, sure. Apollo Q is doing this thing with spoken word.
Yes.
Music.
Yes.
Motivational speaking.
Yes, yes.
And he has been invited by the Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
To do, you know, entertainment, you know, during halftime and stuff like that.
For sure.
What's going on?
Man, a lot. This has all been like a blessing. I haven't been home since last year when they invited me back. So I don't get to come home often. So whenever they want to collab and do anything, it's a great time to be here.
Now, where are you from? What part of Milwaukee are you from?
Oh, I'm from Northside, North Titonia. You know, where they say it, the YMCA and the Checkers, that's always hidden.
Where the hidden. Checkers and the YMCA, well,
it's always hidden over there.
You know, and the gas station.
Oh, yeah, and American Sub. Shout out to American Sub. I actually want a guy right now.
Hey, and you moved to Houston.
I did.
Give me a little story about the reason why you moved to Houston from Milwaukee.
For sure. So I had a show, I want to say July of 22. Mm-hmm. I had a show in Green Bay to open up for Sada Baby. And I did the show. It went well. I got great feedback. And when I got done, Reggie Brown, shout out to Reggie.
Smooth as butter.
Yeah. He pulled me to the side, shook my hand, and was like, "You got to get out of here." you know, and he said that, and they stuck with me. I prayed about it, and then I got the opportunity to work out in Houston, and I just took it.
And you come back and forth.
Oh yeah.
And you also do spoken word around.
Oh yeah.
You travel.
I do.
Now, when it comes to art, mm-hmm. I love it when we get to display the art.
Oh yeah.
From people that come from Milwaukee, because right now I feel like it's Milwaukee's time.
For sure.
Like to showcase on a high level.
Absolutely.
What we can do.
Absolutely.
Many times we had to play the background, but I think now we have to come in front.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that we're the last probably black population.
Oof.
To actually be fully discovered.
I agree.
Out of all the cities in the United States.
I agree.
And I think now we're starting to come into that lane, because a lot of our artists now are making a billboard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Big Frank.
Absolutely.
You got JP.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Billboard. You got Huey V that was signed to the Rock Nation.
Yeah, I think he was Rock. Chicken
P.
Chicken P, yep.
Certified Trapper.
Certified Trapper out here doing things.
So yeah, it's a lot. It's the wave. And also
LaKia.
Maya P, that's managed by Harvey Scouse. So it's a lot of talent here. So yeah.
And it's starting to be in the front. We're starting to move our way into where the mainstream will see plenty of Milwaukee talent art, even the dancing.
Absolutely.
Even the dances is starting to, you know, take over TikTok.
Yeah, man. When I seen somebody send me that Chris Brown was doing the Milwaukee dance, I was like, yeah, we got it. Let's go.
We're joking right now.
Yeah, that's a win for us. Shout out to the whole Milwaukee with that.
We got some music from Apollo Q. We got a song from him.
I can pull something up.
Yeah, get something up.
Absolutely.
But as an artist, where do you see yourself right now when it comes to displaying your talents and actually your level of where you think you are right now as far as reaching the world with your talent?
I feel like I haven't really showed them anything yet.
Right.
I'm only just like a little taste, because I have a lot to offer, especially like I'm not just like a one like dimensional person. I have different talents, you know. So when I perform, it's going to hit just like the music hit when you playing it in your radio, even more, because you see me in person. So like I try to tie everything to one, because I do so much, but I haven't even showed them nothing yet.
Well, the Bucks believe that you got talent.
Oh yeah, for sure. Shout out to them.
And when you perform in front of big crowds, especially, I always wonder, when you out there doing that halftime show stuff, do your social media do it go up? Or what happens? What is the side effect from actually being in that space? Do you get more people calling you, get more bookings?
Absolutely. So last year when I did it, when the Bucks faced the Heat, the Miami Heat came in town, after I got done, my phone, I was getting people from Miami. It was like, hey, I'm watching the game. But you did your thing, people from all over. You never know who's watching. So it wasn't just about the people that was inside the arena at the time, because it's people that's going to be watching, you know, from all over. So, you don't know who is going to get touched by the message. So, that's what it started from. So everybody was just hitting me up, and I liked the great feeling. And then now the same thing for this one, because I talked to the Bucks. And they was like, I don't know which performance was better, this one or last year. So I'm like, okay, that's a great thing.
Right, but that's a lot of people. And at that time, you know, how do you capitalize on that energy?
So last year it was 14,000. This year it was 17,000. I think it was like 17,700, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
I just really, when I walked out, and I'm looking at all these people, and it's just like, I'm just taking and soaking in all the energy. But I know that all eyes on me. So I know that I got the potential to, if they have negative energy, I have the power to change it to positive, because they watching me. So that's why I was like, just come out positive, get ready to go. So, and I was grateful to silence the crowd. And that's super difficult to do. Anybody that knows how challenging that is, you know, 5 minutes speaking in general is just, it's a challenge part, but if you feed off the energy, for sure.
All right. Well, look, Truth Nation, look, we got a spoken word artist slash music artist slash speaker in the building. And, you know, I like to paint the art.
Oh, yeah.
Apollo Q. I like to see the art. Now, I'm going to ask you for a couple of spoken words. How many spoken words you got for us today?
I got like two or three for you.
Okay. Well, before we run the break, hit us with a spoken word.
For sure. If I had a penny for every time I heard a female say, fellas, y'all gonna feel this one, dudes ain't spit, I'll be so rich in a big house full of stuff, getting rich off the lies that they are telling, making all us good guys look all bad and whatever, making it look like we ain't good for nothing, when I know deep down in my soul we good for something. Mm. What about them times when we stood tall, catching y'all when y'all was falling? Ladies, our beautiful ladies, it's not our fault that y'all want the type of dude that y'all hope that y'all can change. Mm. The way that y'all be thinking is like kinda insane. Why you can't get nothing that's already made? Isn't that what y'all want, a dude that's self-made? I gotta be a bad boy just to get with you. And if that's the case, then I don't even wanna talk to you. Hey, ladies, my beautiful ladies, y'all can stop me if this ain't true. Then you come crying to me talking about he hurt you, how you gave him your heart and all your love, and now that's broke too. After hearing all those words, I'ma have two words for you then. Bye, boo. But before I say bye, I just wanna give you some type of clue. See, I can do you better than he can. I can be twice of a man that he's been. I can treat you so good, yes, eat you so good, cute dog style then. You gon' brag to your friends where we've been. We see right through each other like has-beens. We on the highest level like cloud 10. I'm trying to go bare within your feelings. I'ma call that raw love. See, when you think of me, you gon' think about the weddings and the doves and my kisses and the hugs and how it's been so long since you came across a real love bug. See, I can do you better than he can.
Apollo Q. Hey, look, powerful. Look, when we come back, I want to talk about some of the events you got coming up. Things
for sure
that we can participate in. How can we support you?
Absolutely.
Hey, look, we got Apollo Q in the building. Truth Nation.
Let's get it.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I'm honored to introduce Milwaukee native Apollo Q and Antoine Reynolds here to perform a Buck Freestyle.
I want to start by saying unity. That is the word that makes up our community. Coming together for us isn't something that they used to seeing, but in God, we trust. Today is the day that will never come again. Make it a great one. Trust our process, don't have us pending. We walk a mile, we run and shout, we so Milwaukee, we so proud. I can't act like this journey of ours has been all joy and pleasing. We all have our reasons, just like the NBA, teams change by the season. This is not a class, so I'm not giving a lecture, more like a lesson. I was raised on 12th and North Avenue. I am Milwaukee, I am a blessing. I can't control yesterday, so about the last 24, I am not stressing. As I sit back and do my research, it shows that they never wanted this to happen. A little black boy from the north side with PTSD, talking to all race, letting y'all know why y'all too should be proud of me. If you here tonight, you represent Bronzeville, and you represent me. We're one of the greatest cities right now. We paid our fees. Yes, get our hands dirty and plant these seeds. Water them with knowledge and watch them grow like trees. You cannot be from the city if you don't believe. Shout out to 34, he's a real king. I wasn't born 50 years ago, so I didn't witness the first championship team. I did perform for our first champion, I'm talking about Kareem. But I was on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive when 34 got us our second ring. I even got a picture with the trophy. Yes, I really got a pic with the big bling. Apollo Q is the name. I'm from Milwaukee, I have no shame. I shoot for the stars, that's where I will aim. I know it's kind of crazy. I know my worth. If an outsider comes into our city, no matter the difference, we come together and protect our turf. If you from the north side of Milwaukee, I want you to stand up. No, I'm not the law, but I want you to put your hands up. Be proud of where you reside and where you come from. Don't hide. I'm King Aquarius. I was born in February. Some may say this is luck. You should see the first name that's on my vision board this year. Would you believe me if I said it was the Milwaukee Bucks? You can't give up. Everyone has to face it. New identity has been filled. Seeing our city come together for the greater has brought us a lot of chills and thrills. We pay attention to everything. We're not just gonna point out your highlight reels. I know that time flies and some days it feel like you just getting by. But you got Milwaukee in your blood, so better days you will see. And I know y'all heard that before, so if you don't trust them, you can believe me. I'm so Milwaukee. God placed this on my heart, so I have to share it.
Hey.
I don't even overthink the game that we
played last year. Shout out to the Bucks.
Powerful.
Man.
Powerful, a lot of passion. Hey, look, I almost stood up because I'm from Bronzeville. You know what I mean? I was born and raised. Fifth Street, Fifth and North Avenue. So,
For sure.
Like I said, this is the time where the energy that we have to spread it amongst ourselves, because a lot of people, they talk bad about the next generation, that they're out of control, that this is happening. And are we pouring into them? Mm. Are we creating a situation for them to thrive?
Right, you know what absolutely. I mean?
And sometimes that's the question, because when you say in that, when I heard you said you had PTSD,
mm-hmm.
I understood it. I understood it because of some of the trauma that we go through just growing up.
Absolutely.
In poverty. Mm-hmm. Growing up in areas where, you know, you may see a lot of high violence and things like that. So
absolutely.
That's powerful.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Like, that's why I keep saying shout out to the Bucks, because it's like, they allow me to use like the thoughts in my head and, mm-hmm. and the words that comes across like my thoughts. So it's just like to know like the relationship that I have with them, like my story is a part of them. Like
right.
I have literally like my daughter, her first birthday, we took her to the Bucks versus Suns, and that was in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
She turned one, and that's when we had the ceremony. The trophy was here.
Right, you took a picture with the trophy.
Yeah, I took the picture with the trophy. Got my daughter to touch it. You know, have a great moment. And then, you know, fast forward now. You know, my daughter's birthday is in March, so I just performed in March. So her birthday March 6th. You know, the game was March St. Patrick's Day. So that was just like the cool thing, like the full circle, like. She get that's her second Bucks game, and it's the same. Gets the same team. We beat them the same way. So everything just went like the same. So
and then you did the Black History.
And then I did the Black History.
They had you for Black History.
Yes.
Was that a different poem or was
yes?
That a
it
different
was different. Everything I do with the Bucks is like personal. Like
okay.
each story is different. I take time to write each one. I tell my story and put their story together. So that's how to come together.
Well, when you're talking to the city right now, what do you want people to know?
So my motto is don't sleep on me. So I just want the city to know, like, I've been doing this for a while. I'm going to keep, like, going at bat for the city. I just wanted to let them know, like, I'm here. Like,
right.
Like, just don't sleep on me.
Do we got a track, DJ Brother Z?
I can send them one.
Okay, yeah, because I'm wondering how we can get behind
you.
How can we support?
Yeah, just I'll text it to
you.
Me.
One that shout out to Promise. He played it on the radio.
Promise over at 105.
Yep. He had this on my song In My Bag.
That's what's up.
Future and Trey P. I sent it to you guys. And
also that first poem you gave, mm-hmm. you talked about a lot about relationships and brokenness.
Absolutely.
Why are you trying to write things like that to educate people on subjects like brokenness and things like that?
Just because I feel like people are be going in blind. Like I got in my book, I got a poem called Virgin Heart.
Right.
You know, like a virgin heart is just like when you just you ain't feel like the lugs. I feel like people try to find love early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just gotta wait. You know what I mean? Like, don't.
It's hard to wait when you see everybody.
Yeah, it's hard to wait.
When you scroll in the peer pressure.
Yeah, but at the same time, you got to think about, like, that's social media. We live two lives, social media and real life.
Right.
You know, so don't ever try to live with social media into your real life, because that's when you go.
They saying that
gonna mess
the
up
Instagram at. Is making people delusional.
Yes, absolutely. I say hands down.
I ain't never seen nobody doing bad on Instagram. You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
So I think that many times they see the illusion. When they watch and look at social media, but you was telling me something when I was listening to that first one when it comes to people being broken and blaming the next person for being broken. And you said certain things that allow me to understand that we have to elevate each other.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like with the first piece, like it's like I know when I be performing it, the ladies be thinking that I'm attacking them, and it's not really attacking them. I just feel like it's about holding accountability.
Right.
You know, and you got to think if a woman spent all those years like building me up to make me the man that I am today. Mm-hmm. And then I'm telling you like something that I dislike about you, like that I want from my woman, and you don't come with that. You can't be mad that if I go leave you and get the next woman, she get the ring, the baby, the last name. You can't be upset because you did the hard work for her. Mm. You helped make me, and I appreciate you.
And it happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
I used to wonder why people, when they make it, that they switch partners.
Yeah, I see that a lot too.
But it's because they may have not brought a lot of that a certain energy. They probably did a lot, but they weren't listening. They weren't paying attention.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it go vice versa. I feel like, and then if you like that person, like you have like a spouse that's not really like in the public eye, don't really like attention, and you do, you got to understand. Because I've seen both sides. Like somebody say, like, yeah, I'm in the public eye. I need somebody that's in the public eye too, because they understand my lifestyle.
Understand what's going on.
Yeah. And then I had the other one like, yeah, don't know nothing about it. It's just because you like my safe haven.
Right.
Like when I come
home. I want peace.
Yeah. So like I understand both sides. So it's just about like what you like.
Well, look, I'm. How can we keep up with you?
You can follow me on Instagram, Apollo underscore Q2. That's really all platforms. You can find me at.
That's what's up.
With my music, Apollo Q. With my audio books, I have two books out. The first one is called Sleepless Nights. That's on. You get that on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. And then the second one as well, that's called The Happy Hour. So both of those books are available. But yeah.
You want to stick around for the Pop Culture Report?
I can. I can. But I my next show.
Oh, we got another interview?
Yeah, another candidate for office.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I thought we was going to be able to get you on.
Yeah, that's what I was just texting
you. The Pop Culture Report. But you know what? I appreciate you for coming through Apollo Q.
Thank you for having me.
And every time you stop through the city,
absolutely,
let us know.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all for having me. And it's crazy. I follow y'all, like what y'all doing. And, you know, because my daughter name is True. So, like, this was definitely a super cool experience for sure.
All right, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we got guests.
There we go.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
L Will made the beat bouncy.
Live on another level. Trey P, he say your name.
Let's get it. I run up a check, they know that I can. I run on my city, they know who I am. Usually gifts in this life for the sin. I'm sticking my tongue out, they know who I am. Big Q dog, saddest. They don't know the half of what happened. I'm tired of making love on the bed. Baby girl, let's make a pattern. They mad cause a young nigga growed up. No, Trey P and this bitch, I'm just happy he showed up. I'm really trying to take on my city. No, I'm really trying to run up a milli. Yeah, I really hang out with them dealers. Yeah, these chicks, they really be feeling this. Yeah, don't get too close. Yeah, Miss Jackson gon' kill us.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
And that's a vibe. Yeah, that's a vibe. She want a vibe. That's a vibe, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's a vibe. 1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, we got another guest in the building. We got Eric Hovde in the building. He is a fourth generation Wisconsinite who was born and raised in Madison. Hey, look, I appreciate you for coming through because you're running for U.S. Senate.
I am.
And your opponent is Tammy Baldwin.
That it is.
Hey, and what made you run for U.S. Senate?
Well, I've woken up in my country every day for the last 3.5 years, and I can't believe what's happening to my country. Look, I don't care if it's the economy and inflation with prices of all goods, food, gas, everything skyrocketing. I don't care if it's the open border that has caused a humanitarian crisis. You know, we're losing 100,000 people a year to fentanyl and opiates. A lot of them young people. That concerns me greatly. We're struggling to provide housing and health care to our own citizens here in America. And now we basically doubled the population of the state of Wisconsin in this country in 3.5 years with the open border policy. So, you know, I could go on and on with the litany of things that are affecting our country, our international security. We have more wars going around the world, you know, Ukraine and Russia, what's going on in Israel, what's going on, you know, with China and Taiwan, the strains that are going on there. So I'm just deeply concerned. And, you know, I want to see a better future for our kids and my grandkids. I'm blessed with two daughters. I have three little grandkids. And I look at all the debt we're leaving them, and I'm just amazed at what's happened to this country. So I want to bring a message of hope and positivity. And by the way, it's fantastic being on your show.
Hey.
This is a true honor, man, being on your show. Hey, look, this is fantastic.
Eric Haldy, I wanted to talk to you about something that's near and dear to me, is human trafficking. Things that I know that you're passionate about, because you have... Haldy Homes, that's what they call it.
Yep.
Where you take young people that have been enslaved or human trafficked, and you give them a place to restore themselves. Explain this, what this Haldy Homes idea is.
So I started my foundation back in the late 90s. First started funding medical research on multiple sclerosis. Why MS? Because I have it. I've had MS for 31 years. Knock on wood, I've lead a very healthy lifestyle, exercise all the time, and have been blessed that my MS has been largely at bay and with medications. But in 1999, 2000, I went over to Bucharest, Romania, and they had like 50,000 street kids, and these little children were living in the sewer systems because it's the only place they could stay warm. And a lot of these kids were just completely filthy. They were glue addicts to suppress their hunger and their, you know, emotions and all the rest. One guy tried to sexually sell one of them to me. I almost beat the... Oh, yeah, it was gross. I was going to beat the guy up, and then the person I was with pulled me back and said, look, you'll end up in jail. So I walked away from that experience, and I realized... Children that have been abandoned or came from an abusive home or wherever that caused them to end up on the street, these children are suffering from everything. You know, they're totally innocent. They have no housing. They have no clothing. They are sexually trafficked. You know, they deal with all the...
They need a safe space.
They need a safe space. So I started my first home, and we did it in Mexico City because it has a huge, large population of street children. And the whole goal of it was not only to give them that home, that safe space, the clothing, the emotional support, and, you know, psychological help and skills training and education, but most importantly, you know, what's the most important thing that they're all just so desperate for? Basic love.
Right.
Because it's love that will heal the human soul when they've gone through a lot of trauma.
When they find out that somebody cared, they tend to heal fast.
Much faster, much faster. So... that was our whole mission. So we've now have four homes in Africa, in Ghana. Those are kids that are sold off into slavery on Lake Volta, in Kigali, Rwanda, in Mombasa, Kenya. Those two, one's for girls, one's for young boys, and Malawi. Malawi is one of the poorest countries in Africa. So saving children many times. Children are left because their parents both died of AIDS. AIDS is still a big issue in parts of Africa, particularly Malawi. Then we have five in Central and South America, Guatemala, Honduras, Costa Rica, that's rescuing young girls out of the sex trade, and then Bolivia and Peru. But we're also doing a lot of things here in this country.
Right. What are you doing in Wisconsin? Is any Harvey homes in
we have one over we have one over in Madison. We fund a lot of the food banks, a lot of the drug recovery places. And I partnered with an actor, Ashton Kutcher, you know, the guy who used to be on That 70s Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I know he's heavily involved in this, too.
Yeah. So he started an organization called Thorn, and that's rescuing young girls or boys that are put into the prostitution rings. And so I provided the money to fund and create something called Spotlight. And Spotlight is a tool now for law enforcement and the FBI to find children that are being trafficked over the internet, because now a lot of the trafficking
is going on online. And I've been trying to tell people this, you know, like I said, I've rescued over 180 some girls myself personally.
Wow.
So
wow. Yeah. Let's stop right there. That's super impressive.
I mean, Milwaukee is a hub for a lot of this.
You know what? A lot of people don't understand how much it happens here in Wisconsin. That corridor from Chicago up to Milwaukee.
I had to go down to Chicago and get a girl that was missing for 30 days.
Wow.
And brought her back home without the help of police.
You got a star in heaven, man. got a star in heaven.
And like I said, it was something that it didn't start out as human trafficking. It was like, my daughter's missing.
Yeah.
It started from missing and it ended up sex trafficking.
Yeah. Like 100%. Look, I have two daughters. Fortunately, my daughters are 34 and 25, and, you know, they've had great lives. But when I see what happens to a lot of these young girls, and a lot of young boys, too, it's heartbreaking. It's angering. You know, you want to club the guy who's doing it, you know, over the head because of the damage that they're doing to these young people. But it's just heartbreaking to see young girls and young boys that are being sexually trafficked. And It's such an innovation. So, look, man, I really applaud what you're doing.
Right. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. 14 years as an advocate, you get to see a lot of things and you to be a part of a lot of things. And I'll tell you this, that's what I like, the Harvey home. Maybe we can get something going on right here in Milwaukee.
You know what? That's a great idea. I mean, no, seriously.
It's
because
a lot.
Because here's the issue. Like in Peru, you know, we're rescuing girls that have been assaulted and a lot of them are pregnant and they're young. They're 13, 14. Mm-hmm. They have no place to go.
Right.
And so, you know, the home provides that care for them. It's like the place in Ghana. When we rescue them out of slavery, they have no place to go. They need to be brought someplace, cared for, and then finally reintegrated back with family members. So, you know what? Let's talk about offline.
Well, I'll say this. When I brought the girls back, that girl that left was not the girl that came back. And they needed a lot of help, a lot of mental, psychological help. And I always said that I wish that I could have done more, because even though we were able to bring them home, they still had a lot of behavioral ideas and post-traumatic stress and things that come along with being a part of those environments that I didn't see a place here where we could take them to rehabilitate right here in Milwaukee.
100%. But if you think of it, the trauma that they've gone through, the abuse that they've gone through, I mean, you're a young girl and you have multiple guys being forced on you at different times.
Right.
I mean, those are scars that run really deep.
And we need help. We need that help to really get into the core of it and get them back on track.
Totally concur with you. Well
look, also, you're an entrepreneur. And I like when entrepreneurs run for these seats, because then we get more economic ideas.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I like that fact that you are a business person. You are an entrepreneur.
Thank you. I always say, look, if you got to have a surgery, don't you want the best doctor? If you're going to get on a plane, don't you want the best pilot? If Jordan Love goes down, don't we want the best darn quarterback filling in for Jordan Love? Well, if our economy's a mess, don't you want somebody who actually understands the economy, somebody who has operated and built multiple different companies? Look, I've been an entrepreneur, started my first company in my 20s, started probably, you know, three or four by the time I was in my mid-30s. My main business was turning around community banks, you know, struggling banks and getting them turned around. and rebuilding them. And then I have a real estate development company here in Wisconsin that we develop apartments, land development, office, all the rest. So, look, I think the experience of operating in the real world versus these career politicians, like Senator Baldwin, who has spent her entire life in politics. I mean, literally, she graduated from college and ran for politics on the county board in Dane County and then the assembly and then Congress and then Senate. She has no real life experience. So, you know, when we were created as a country, we were supposed to be governed by citizen legislators, people that had skill sets that operated in the real world, farmers, doctors, merchants, business people that would go bring their expertise to Washington for a term or two and they get out. Instead, what we've developed is these career politicians. Lifetime positions. And all they do, and they are in that little bubble and they get disconnected from the people that they're supposed to represent and they have no knowledge.
When we talk about these seats, the U.S. Senate seat, and in my community, in the black community, we want representation to bring us, we need jobs, we need things that to happen in our
100%.
We have a lot of economic issues. We have a lot of, you know, things that we need better education ideas. What can that seat, the U.S. Senate seat, bring to the north side of Milwaukee?
That's a really good question, because what we can do is create economic opportunities, as you just said. How do you spur capital to invest in these communities, to create a new factory, to create a new service business, to incentivize people, kind of like the opportunity zones that is building a lot of new housing, fortunately, in some of our communities that have struggled. I think we need to think about that all the way through, from all forms of businesses, to lift people up, because I'm a big believer. We want to lift up all Americans economically, pull them out of, you know, their economic hardship. And the black community needs that definitively.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people come, pander, spend time, and then leave, and, you know, okay, thanks for your vote. And that's happened way too much.
And we are tired as a community of seeing the same old thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Not getting the results, the outcomes, many times, that are talked about on the campaign trail. So we need people that know how to do business, that know how to bring business, that understands what needs to be done. Because those are the ideas that are going to change things around, to me.
100%. But again, go back to Senator Baldwin. She's never been in the business world a day in her life. She's never had to buy her own health insurance. I mean, getting good, affordable health care is a real crisis in our country right now. Access to it, making it affordable. Trying to create more business opportunity for these communities. She's never created a big company in her life, so how would she know what to do? So 100%, you know, a big focus of mine is on the economy and how we create economic growth and get our economy going in a much better way. There's so many people out there now working two jobs and struggling to get by today with the price of all goods having skyrocketed. I mean, look at the price of eggs. Look at the price. If you want to go try to buy some beef, look at the price of
beef. How do you bring down inflation?
Well, you got to stop printing money. A lot of the policies that they're doing, you see what ends up happening, they spend all this money, and then the Federal Reserve, which is our central government, a federal government's bank, has to buy that debt. And in that process, they print more money. Well, if you're printing more money, chasing the same amounts of goods and services, prices are going to rise. So you got to pull down all this excessive spending and money printing that they've been doing. The only people it benefits is the people at the very top. It hurts everybody else. So they don't even understand these things. What they vote for, they have no clue the connection and how it ultimately results in real people and how much they have to struggle.
Hey, look, when we come back, look, we got Eric Hovde in the building. You know, I want to talk about how can we support you if those that are listening want to get behind what you're saying. And also, I want to hear how you would help the city of Milwaukee, because we have so many things going on, in particularly Milwaukee, and that is the largest African-American population in the state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven, the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got a guest in the building. We got Eric Hovde in the building. He's running for U.S. Senate against Tammy Baldwin, who's the current senator.
Yep.
What do you have in plan for the city of Milwaukee, in particular, being the largest population of Black Americans? What do you feel needs to happen with Milwaukee? And if you get in a position, what can you do?
You want to ignite the entrepreneurial spirit in the Black community. That's what I think needs to happen. Instead of just coming in, giving more money for welfare and keeping people down, you want to turn a lot of the Black community into entrepreneurs, starting their own business. So you got to think of like development banks and opportunity zones where somebody wants to start, you know, an apparel business or whatever, a service business or a barbershop. They have the opportunity to go and pursue their dreams. We want to lift everybody up out of this. I'm a big believer in a hand up, not a hand out.
How do you feel about the migrant coming into the country?
I am very concerned about it for this reason. We're struggling providing housing and health care for our own citizens, and we're flooding our country with migrants that are lowering the wages. Look, people, I have no problem coming here legally, but you can't just open our borders and flood 10, 11, 12 million. They don't even know how many coming from all over the world and what their intentions. I was with a sheriff that operates on the border, and he says Venezuela is just emptying their jail cells and their psych wards. And so we're going to have severe criminal gains coming up into our communities. So I am very opposed to what's happening on the border.
What about the homes, people being able to buy these homes? It's a lot of blight in our community. How will we be able to stop these big corporations from buying up most of the properties and the housing and so we can have it, so we can develop these homes?
Home ownership is such a critical element for people lifting themselves out of poverty, without question. And sadly, what's happened is in a lot of communities, you have these big investment funds that are buying up all the homes and then turning people's ability to own their own home, diminishing that, and then it turns into rental stock. We've got to look at ways to dissuade that and allow people to get into home ownership directly for themselves. So, you know, that's through finance vehicles that we can do. You know, you don't want to put people into something that they have no ability to afford.
Right.
But if they're willing to work and put down some amount of money to give them the opportunity to own that home, and once somebody owns a home, they care much more for that home.
Right.
And that lifts the whole community up. So I'm a big believer in home ownership and investment and owning your own business. Look, do you want to get wealthy or do you want to just sit on the dole? And it's two very different courses. The Democrats are, you know, as you were saying offline, was charities and just give you on welfare and stay there.
I say nonprofit is another form of welfare.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a line, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. There's a lot of nonprofits that have good intentions, but their net outcome is very negative. Now, there's other nonprofits that do a lot of good. But a lot of these, like the nonprofits down on the border that are help bringing people over the border, that's ridiculous. You know, you shouldn't be encouraging it. Okay, maybe helping rescue some of these kids. By the way, on the border, do you know they can't account for 100,000 children?
I thought it was 180,000.
It may be that high.
Because they're having discussions. Where are these kids at?
Yeah. Where are these kids at? And they won't even talk about it. Think of when Trump couldn't account for 4,000, he got ripped apart. They can't account for over 100,000. It's insanity.
All right, Eric Hovde. I appreciate you for coming through. Hey man, we were just about to get into it. But I know you got to go. I know you're on the time.
I'm coming back, though, because you're a fun guy to be on the show, man.
Look, I need you to come back. Let me know when you want to stop through. Hey, the door is always open.
Thank you. And I hope all your listeners have a wonderful day. And, hey, go Bucks, you know. Hey. Chris Middleton's back, man.
All right. Hey. All right, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more discussion. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.